actually.
Actually, one more discreditive address. You always remind me to say discreditive.
Yeah, yeah.
I also like to express my gratitude towards my sister for introducing Brother Teo to me.
Sadu.
That's how we meet Brother Teo. Thank you very much.
And if she know how to make use of that wholesomeness, by the power of that, I tell you, she fatal. Then, silent. May it arise the causes and condition for her to develop clarity and understanding of this teaching. Provided, ask for forgiveness, break your karmic obstruction. Where your past karmic obstruction, the conditioning, the belief system, prevent you from receiving. Because you came so much earlier than your sister, and you have been in this Buddhist Dharma practice for so long. Because of your care and love, understand? But you didn't know she got her past, understand?
Every time go other different teacher, she share with me her sitting. I say each teacher teach her so different. Go to different all the different temples that are So I ask her come here, but actually is her condition that if she doesn't come also she won't be what.
Like I said, the first two retreats she comes, she cannot understand.
She was breathing, doing long breathing. I said, why do you breathe so long? She said, doing long breathing can better sitting, she told me. I said, it should be natural. Right after listening to your talk, then she become natural.
Then she changed. She developed awareness after that. She don't go and do other things. But of course, anapanasati was for her past.
She already has the mantra in the chanting already. Then she went to call Minsan and bow. She said she can float. Because of that, she wants to do meditation.
But can you
remember what
the Lord said?
That's more important.
Just listen attentively. Then do. That's why we got the faith. The 8 mana, that's what she do. Listen, then nothing to lose. Then what she did, she said, she contemplated on death, maran anusati, not much time left. That's why the urgency, she want to go and attend retreat, this time want to be very serious, then MCO cannot come. Then blessing in this guy, the 8 month, Sui come back. If Sui don't come back also, such condition cannot happen. Jin Hao, Sui An, they all help to create the Zoom. So all these are the causes, because of her past, she's supposed to receive this. Somehow things will happen. Understand? I let you plan, you can plan. Plan for my daughter to come back, retire, help Zoom. You think can automatic?
COVID.
She got her life, you think she got time for all this. But condition is that she reached 40 years old, she got gratitude. He said, my parents already not young anymore. I want to spend more time with them. Because she went to Singapore more than 10 years. But every month come back on, understand, at least. But still, she know time to come back and be with the parents. And because of her past and her condition, it's like everything fall in the world. Then she start to follow me spiritual trip, take leave. Purposely come for retreat, you think easy to take leave at that time in the private sector. 9 days, but she accumulate all the leave, then zoop, the retreat. Then spiritual retreat also. Then after he traveled with me spiritually, he realized what I learned on is different than what I teach. Then he saw the Kaya Metta already. Then she come in and be part of us. Like last time, my wife worried. No need to do anything. The two go to kindergarten, go Sunday school. After Sunday 6, disappear. No more Dhamma. I say forget about it. They have their life, their nature. They can be our children. Things will happen when the time comes. Then now she very happy. So we retire early every day with us. Most of the time, except when he go down JB and go Singapore. But there is life, understand? So we also felt joy because of the past, her inheritance, you reap what you sow. If she has not been parent before that treat the children like that with the understanding, she cannot be our children, is it not? That's why you reap what you sow. If you every day also abuse your children, then neglect your duty, when you come next life, your parent will be exactly like what you did to your children. Understand? That is right understanding. You reap what you sow. Do good. So sacrifice for your children. Advise your children. Care for them. Love them. But don't pamper them. Understand? Yeah, you pamper them. Next time you got parent very wealthy, pamper you also. Send you to Holland. Understand? Because look bien pai ma, understand? Everything also give. Then cannot get what you want, how? Throw tantrum. So a lot of these things is you create yourself. You reap what you sow. So Dhamma, when you understand the Dhamma, the law of karma, the law of mind, then you transform. You're not deluded anymore. You won't do all these things that people think is advantage to them because they want to be possessive, they want to control. They say, for the good of my children, this one cannot, that one cannot, everything. Later on you come, your father, your mother say, this one cannot, that one cannot. How? That time? Why my parents like that? Last time you parent, you did that to your children, you never complain. Understand? So how you entangle yourself, how you live your life, whether you have Dhamma or you don't. When you don't have Dhamma, you neglect your karma, you become heedless. You reap what you sow, understand? Blame who? Blame yourself, understand? But when you realize there is non-self, then who kena karma? You ask again. The last time there was one guy who came to the class. You know what he said? Relative, I want to ask you a question. If I commit all the karma, this life, I die already, then the friction not yet. In future, somebody else kena, not me. What is your understanding? True or not? What I commit, next life, future life, is not me.
Different ego, different identity.
The sakayaditi, the delusion that is so thick. You think that one and this one not related. These are your segmented life, no, karmic nature, condition, our no. And you come and pay that, no. You think that guy who suffer is different from this guy, and because of that you escape karma. Because the consciousness is all connected one. Then your karmic nature become, I tell you, up there.
Black.
You're black. Because deluded and you are there, no. So what? You dare to commit, understand not? I plunder, I steal, I violate everything. Then somebody else take the suffering, understand not? Deluded and you are there. So you go and try. Because the consciousness is related. And when you become miserable, the Buddha say what? You are born of your karma. And your karma. Conditions. And you are what you are because of karma. Not related. You mean all the segmental life before that, you are born of your karma. All these things that you do is related to you this life. That's why although you think different segment, this segment human being, next segment deva, future segment maybe hell being. Then which one is you? The hell being that suffer down there, not you. It's still one of your segmented life. Understand? Karmic, the conditioning, the accumulation, cannot run one. That's why it's called karmic nature. Not an individual's karma. You understand? Karmic nature is a summation of all your segmented life. Every thought moment you create, your mental intention, all become that infinite nature. That's why you have karmic nature. You cultivate spiritual, so you have spiritual nature. But these two are different. One, the moment you're born, you inherit everything. So you like to inherit what? Good karma or bad karma? Up to you lah. So like my brother say, they ask my eldest brother, he said, hey, your father passed away, your inheritance how much? Oh, he said, I eat everything. You know what he means? My father's high blood pressure, my father's diabetes. All the DNA.
All the DNA.
But not the
high
well.
Blood pressure.
That is? What type of karma is that?
Thanks.
Huh?
Thank
the
you.
First one, that they say one mentioned. The DNA one. Primary retribution, understand? And you said not you, ah? Huh? Primary retribution from karma, understand? You are born based on your karma. That's why you are born of karma, every of karma. Condition. You are what you are because of karma. So don't be foolish to think like that. You think you are very intelligent, very smart. You think you can circumvent all this. You try. You cannot cow cow, I tell you. The more you try, the more deep you go in. Understand? This is doubly deluded now. One segment already deluded until cow like cow like. The future segment also deluded. No? Think that it's not you. How? Oh. Understand?